Good morning. It is Sunday, February the 3rd, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, early last week, you put out a special announcement. We distributed that as well through our Facebook page about the DOT paving project on Main Street. It's been the topic of a lot of debate surrounding the whole trees issue. That was tabled, but everyone was planning for paving to start on April 1st, and then we found out it's not starting until 2020.
We can describe it this way. The DOT giveth and the DOT taketh away.
Now,
and they decided to take away the project for a higher priority, which would have been hurricane relief. They're still recovering and building new structures from the damage of the hurricanes over on the East Coast. So that money was sent to that project effort instead of for our resurfacing of 64 and 28.
Now, technically, though, this is not really a delay to this project because the original start date for this project that the DOT had slated was actually 2020, but they were actually planning to start a little bit early, and now they're just back on schedule.
And I will take ownership for involvement in this plan. I'm on the Transportation Advisory Committee of the Southwestern Commission. And, you know, a number of years ago, I noticed that schedule for repaving was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started comparing notes and observations. And that is that the road coming into town right in front of Reeves Hardware, Highway 28, 64 going out toward Cashiers, we have really serious problems with the road just crumbling and, and going away. So I met with the DOT folks and told them that I didn't think that we could really wait. We had a need, you know, as soon as possible. And lo and behold, they'd been able to earmark some money. It was a project that was slightly under $5 million, and they had some flexibility. So the plan was to do this early because there is a need. But the bigger powers in DOT intervened when they saw that there was $5 million available and, like I say, diverted it over to the hurricane relief. So that money is in the budget for 2020.
Right.
And that fiscal year starts on July 1st. And my DOT friends were joking, saying, you know, we could just wait and start July 1st because we'll have the money. But they said, we understand the sensitive nature and the seasonal nature of Highlands, and that would just create chaos. So that's why they decided to delay it the same fiscal year, but it'll be April instead of in the summer. And I appreciate that because we need to try to get the paving done before the tourists arrive in the summer of 2020.
And you learned this and some good news. I mean, this was not great news. We'd hoped to have this project started this April, but it's back on its original schedule. But you did have some good news out of a meeting with DOT officials this past week.
That's right. One of the things that we did, Brian Birch, who is the division engineer, and Wesley Grindstadt, who is the maintenance supervisor for this entire division, they came up to Highlands and met with me at Town Hall about a real critical issue that we'd been working on, and that is being able to divert tractor-trailer trucks from using the Gorge Road, not just here in Highlands, but also in Franklin, where they actually have a turnaround that they've constructed. And one of the ideas has been to put lights that are activated by sensors, that if a big tractor-trailer rig is approaching 64, those lights are activated in here in Highlands, they would be telling them, turn, go down 106. And in Franklin, they'd say, use the turnaround and go back, you know, another route. So that's a project that DOT is working on. And Brian informed me that they believe that the signs with the light activated system will be in place in the next few months.
Oh, wow.
So that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Another part of that is that DOT will be working with the Highway Patrol on modifying the ordinances and regulations for the Gorge Road that control truck traffic.
Mm.
And what I'm pushing for is that all tractor trailer rigs cannot use the Gorge Road. Some people think, oh, it's okay for them to use the Gorge Road if they're making a delivery to Highlands. That's not the case. They should go down 441 and then turn on 106 and come up and make the delivery. We can't have a tractor trailer rig using the gorge road because they can't negotiate those turns. So that's the spirit of trying to prevent them from using that road, period. And I think that we'll make progress on having those ordinances changed. And it really goes hand in hand with the signage. The signage needs to reflect those prohibitions, and then the lights become the warning system. Now, I've said this before, and I hope everybody will understand. We're trying to solve the problem, but the longer I stay in government, I realize that, you know, sometimes our best efforts can do a lot to solve a problem, but it doesn't ensure that every possible scenario will be covered.
Right.
Don't expect every tractor trailer truck to heed those warning signs, but it's an effort to try to educate and to motivate the trucking companies and the truckers to use alternative routes.
Well, at the risk of making this an all highways all the time episode of Ask the Mayor, I understand you got, I guess, further confirmation about the fate of Highway 106. There had been a huge public consultation here, and with lots of diagrams and plans, and then things kind of fizzled out, and I think you've gotten the final death notice on that project.
That's right. You know, part of my job as mayor, I have to go, you know, serve on other committees and travel. And last Monday night, I was at the Southwestern Regional Commission's meeting of the Transportation Advisory Committee, and I'm a member of that committee, a voting member. And one of the things that that committee does is make their priority recommendations to road funding and support. And at this meeting, we were creating a new list. It's called the State Transportation Improvement Priority List. And we were making our recommendations for road projects to go on that list. And I looked on the proposed list, and there was NC 106 at the bottom, and then it had a big black line drawn through it, and in all the columns about cost and all of this stuff, it said NA, not applicable. That means it has been struck from the list. The new list will come out, and it will never be on that list. In other words, as I wrote in my column this week, it's dead. Any kind of road improvements that would be made to 106 in town or anywhere else on that road, we'll have to go back through the whole process again. And it takes at least 3 years just to get on the list. And you get on the list, you're at the bottom. And then it takes a number of years to move up on the list if you do. And then at that point, it has to be funded. So sometimes those projects can take as long as 10 years before they get underway. This project is gone.
Yeah.
And I know people are kind of paranoid that, you know, the state bureaucracy or something can put it back up out of the blue. Well, maybe they could, but from a standpoint of process, it's nowhere to be found anymore.
Well, keeping on the subject of our roadways again, I know, Mr. Mayor, you encourage, you know, the public to reach out to you and talk to you about issues. Last week you gave out your phone number.
Sure.
And you have an open door policy. Quite literally, I was at town hall the other day and your door was open.
There you go.
But sometimes you get feedback through other sources. And this week in the Highlander, there was a letter to the editor regarding debris cleanup around town. And I think you kind of want to set the record straight on what's happening with that.
Yes. Thank you for asking. A couple of things. First of all, that winter storm in December was not a normal storm. It really was devastating to the roadways. We had a lot of trees down. We had a lot of rotos bent over. We had limbs and branches down. We have been cleaning up the town road crew, and we have 7 people on our road crew. And to be quite frank, limited equipment. We have a chipper, but it's not some huge tub grinder or anything like that. We've been working on cleaning up the town roads since December. We continue to do so. For example, my street, Pinecrest, they finally cleared some debris off of that this past week. They've been working on Holt Knob, Holt Circle. They were working on Colossasia. And it is not a matter of just running down there in a few hours in picking up the branches.
Right.
They've had to trim, clear, and remove things, and maybe it might take a week to clean up a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. We're making sure that our roads are being cleared first.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I did meet with this group from DOT this week. Wesley Grindstadt, in charge of maintenance, was there. We talked about the problem with the state roads in the town and debris there. And Wesley assured me, he says, I know we have roads that we've got to get to here in Highlands. Says, please bear with us. Like you, we're covered up, and we're trying to pick up on main highway arteries throughout Western Carolina from that storm. And we're coming, and we're going to clean up those roads, but it will take a little bit of time. And I know people get impatient when they ride by every day and still see debris there, but it's just a process that's going to take time. And to answer the person that wrote the letter, after we clean up our roads, the town roads, if our crews can assist the state in removing the debris on these major highways and state roads, we certainly will you know, participate and assist on that effort. And also, let me assure people, when it comes to springtime and we have a new season, we're not going to be negligent and mm-hmm. sit there and let those kind of limbs and everything stay on the road. It will be taken care of, but it's a massive effort, and we have limited resources, just like the state has limited resources, to be quite frank, on maintenance and dealing with these kind of things. And it's going to take a little bit of time, but let me assure everyone, we are working on it. I meet with the town manager every week and ask, well, where are we cleaning today or this week? And he always has an area that we're working on, and it will take a couple of more weeks or even much longer than that before we've been able to remove all the debris.
Well, I'd like to get off the subject of roads, because this week you will be on the road and you're going to a conference about how to manage bear populations, or how to deal with bears among your population.
That's right. Representatives from the Bear Task Force and I will be going on February the 7th to Asheville to a Bear Wise or Bear Smart conference sponsored by the Department of Wildlife for North Carolina in Asheville. And they will be reviewing the best practices and policies for managing bears in communities. And this is something that we've been, you know, concerned about mm-hmm. for the, you know, last several years. You know, I recently at one of my mayor's coffee had in the fall a kind of a town meeting on this issue. And now I want to go and kind of get some of the best information about what we can do. And then we need to implement those kind of ideas as an overall policy for improving our management of the bear population here in Highlands. The one thing that we need to really address pretty soon is the acquisition of bear-resistant street cans mm-hmm. on Main Street, in our business districts, and also on town property. And that's going to be an expensive project to do, but it'll be a necessary project, and we want to make sure that we set up a system that will really deter the bears from turning over the street cans and creating, you know, litter problems throughout the city.
And lastly, Mr. Mayor, what's the latest with the broadband project? I know there was some bureaucracy involved with the local government commission. There's still some negotiations going on with Wide Open Networks. Where do we stand?
We're still in kind of the planning and negotiation phase with Wide Open.
Mm-hmm.
We're making progress in that area, and I hope that a final contract can be signed, you know, in the coming few months.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have been working with B&T Bank, who have specialists that work with municipalities on acquiring loans and approval through the local government commission. That's moving forward also, and I hope that within several weeks, the local government commission will approve us for that loan.
Mm-hmm.
And we are making progress, but this is a complicated process, and we have to, you know, deal with the financing, and then we also have to deal with, you know, our agreement and contract with Wide Open. But I am optimistic that we can resolve those issues in the coming months. And then once we start the actual construction and we have a bid on that and a contractor, we can probably put the network up and operate it within about 10 months if everything goes well. So I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to bring high-speed internet and broadband to everyone in Highlands.
Well, that's certainly a lofty goal, and we look forward to seeing that executed. On that note, we will end this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.